Before the game begins, a quick word. The following podcast episode is the audio of the game, as this attempts to emulate a radio broadcast of a basketball game. If you are interested in watching the game, which was played on NBA 2K21 for PC, check the description below for an unlisted link to the game. The game itself will be the same, and it will also have stat breakdowns for the game itself, if you're interested. The link will be available in the description within 24 hours of the episode going live. Thank you, and I hope that you enjoy.
The Duran Region Sports welcomes you to the following presentation of the Duran Region Basketball Association.
Everyone, welcome to Slateport as we get set for a matchup between the Viridian Gamblers and the Slateport Cruisers, a widely popular matchup. Fans are packing the stadium here in Slateport as we get set for this matchup, the fifth game of the ARBA season. I'm your host, AJ. Along with me is Alfred. Now, Alfred, today, this is going to be an interesting matchup. We're going to see if Slateport can bounce even further ahead of the pack compared to Viridian in this matchup here.
Yeah, absolutely. The big idea right now is how Dragapult is going to do in their second matchup. They've been fantastic so far, playing to their caliber. No injury concerns. That's just off the table at this point. And so now, it really just depends on, you know, whether or not they're able to go for it this season, if they're able to continue on this trend. If they can continue this way, we might be seeing a legend in the making. I understand it's only a couple games into the season as total, but this is a player you want to watch out for.
Starting lineup for the Gamblers on Pheasant, Go-Goat, Seismic Toad, Scyther, and Glalie. For the Cruisers, it's Typhlosion, Samrod, McMortar, Mudsdale, and Dragapult. Crowd excited for this one. The visiting Viridian Gamblers coming in, trying to ride some momentum to get some victories over the heavily favorited Slateport Cruisers. But of course, a very interesting opportunity here for both teams to put their stamp early in the season. This is game number 5 of the ARBA here in Slateport as we get set for this matchup. There is a toss up. It is up. It is over to Mudsdale. As Dragapult won the toss, it's Typhlosion bringing it up the court.
Yeah, I want to see if one of these teams can get off to a quick start.
Dragapult with a long two is in, and there you go. That's that quick start you were talking about right there.
Yeah, you know, look, the players in this league as in total have struggled to make long-range jumpers, whether three-pointers or long twos. If they're making them, if Dragapult's making them, watch out.
Viridian with the ball now, passes over to Enfezant. Enfezant nearly jukes one of the players out inside to Glalie. Posting up on Dragapult, fading shot no good, and Dragapult with the rebound. Brings it up court, pass inside to McMortar. Hands it off to Mudsdale. Mudsdale drives inside, loses the ball. Seismitoad picks it up. Seismitoad for Viridian driving down court themselves. Spin move. Over to Glalie. This seems to be the matchup they like. A tough shot. McMortar with the rebound.
Looks like today it's going to be Dragapult playing defense.
Dragapult puts in a layup themselves on the fast break.
It looks like for some reason, I don't know if the strategy is a good one, but for some reason Viridian has decided to target Dragapult on the defensive end, attacking with Glalie so far on many of the possessions.
Unpheasant with the ball now at the free throw line, inside to Seismitoad, loses the ball. Samrod strips it out. Typhlosion grabs it. Typhlosion driving up court. Inside to Samrod. Fakes the shot. Loses it. Go-Goat stripped it out. Go-Goat with the ball now. Passes over to Glalie, who tries a three. That's good.
Yeah, Glalie is no one to shrug at. Glalie, for Viridian here, a very good player. Able to score from all facets of the game, whether it's inside, mid-range, three-point shots. You can see it there. Three-point shot was good.
Driving inside, the Euro step pass into Typhlosion. That's blocked. Unpheasant grabbing that blocked pass for Viridian. Drives up court. Stops at the three-point line. Gets a screen of some sort over to Go-Go. to Glalie. Glalie's got the mismatch. Posting up, spinning, fade away, no good. Zamorant grabs the board.
Not sure what Glalie was thinking on that play. Not very smart. They could have posted down, gotten an easy two.
Slateport scores again. We're looking at a 6-3 game now with 9-11 left as Scyther grabs the ball. Over to Glalie to Unpheasant. Hands it off to Scyther. The big fella. Step back. Takes the shot a couple times. Hands it off to Glalie. Glalie now double team. Spinning, fading shot from the free throw line is no good. McMorter with the board. Brings it up court. Stops at the 3-point line. Over to Mudsdale. Three for Mudsdale is no good on Pheasant with the rebound. Pheasant's going to drive straight to the basket off the backboard and in. And we're looking at a very close game here. Low scoring first quarter. Slateport up 6-5. Inside to Dracopol. Spinning, fading shot off the backboard, no good. Glalie rebounds it. Go-go. The Seismitoad for Viridian. The near side three. Not on Pheasant. Back at the logo over to Scyther. Top of the 3-point line. Seismitoad now at the logo. 5 seconds of the shot clock as Glalie tries a three. No good. Scyther offensive rebound. Layup attempt, no good. Dragapult with great defense grabs that board and brings it up court. Samrod with the ball now for Slateport.
They've got the mismatch.
Dragapult with it. Passes out to Samrod to Mudsdale. Mudsdale inside, Typhlosion layup is good.
A great job there. They took a lot of clock on that play, but they weren't rushing. They just let the play develop. Typhlosion able to go right under the basket, just sneaks under there for the easy 2-point shot.
Out to Unpheasant to Go-Goat for Viridian. Go-Goat passes over to Seismito to Unpheasant at the top of the key. Gets a screen. Inside to Go-Goat on the pick and the roll is successful. Go-Goat able to get that layup.
The Gamblers have been doing a lot of pick and roll, especially with Scyther. At least from practice and what we've discussed, that seems to be their strategy.
Samurant with a 2-point shot is no good. Pheasant. The ball now drives inside. Tough shot, but no good. Breakpole grabs it. Going up court themselves. Passes over to McMorter at the far side, 3-point line. Floater, no good. In and out, Glalie grabs that board, passes over to Go-Go. Go-Go to cross court to Seismitoad for three. No good. Dracopult grabs that board.
A lot of missed shots for both teams. This looks like what we've seen a lot in most games, of both teams struggling at one point or another.
Explosion with the ball now. Gets the screen inside. Floater is good.
Yeah, Slateport has been practicing a lot with their floaters, especially the shorter players. That's a great way because of how big the size disparity is between the shortest and tallest players in the game.
Good shot there for Viridian.
Yeah, because of the size disparity, the floater seems to be the situation that most of the shorter players have gone to and to success. Slateport early on shooting 50%.
McMorter for three off the mark. And Viridian driving down court inside. Go-Goat. Tough shot. No good, but fouled by Samurant. That's the first foul of the game, a shooting foul. And Go-Goat's going to head to the line.
Yeah, good play by Go-Goat trying to get a circus shot in. That foul was pushing them away from the basket. Just force the ball up. See if you can get the extra points. Even though they couldn't, this is an opportunity now. Viridian can take the lead with 2 made free throws.
First shot is good, and we're seeing some substitutions here. Viridian's going to switch out a few players. Kofagrigas knocked out, for example, on their side. Slateport, everybody, but Typhlosion is at least shifting around, if not being switched out altogether. Gogo's second shot is good. And Viridian, for the first time in the game, I believe, has taken a lead. They're up 11-10.
Now, this will be interesting to see how the benches play, because we all know, you know, the impact of the starting lineup, especially for Slateport. But can Viridian's bench hold off against Slateport's bench?
Galarian wheezing over to Vykavolt. A fading two-point shot is no good. Galarian, Mr. Mime, with the rebound, passes over to Kafagrigas. Kafagrigas gets the double screen almost. Step back inside to Galarian, Mr. Mime. A great fake. Able to fake it. Make Galarian wheezing jump for that and able to put that layup in.
Yeah, great job there. That was a clean fake. Galarian wheezing jumps, and by the time that jump is halfway in the air, already taking the shot.
Looks like an isolation over to Galarian wheezing now. Drives inside. Layup is in and one. A shooting foul on Mr. Mime. Galarian Mr. Mime and Galarian wheezing is going to take their extra point shot. Viridian Gogo just heading off in lieu of Crate Dilly. Slateport not making any changes.
Mind the lane. One shot.
This to tie the game up. And missed it. Galeli grabs the board. Off of that missed free throw shot, that would have tied the game up right now. It's Viridian up 13-12 with 4:17 left. Knockout. Double teamed at this point, drives inside. Good pass to Galeli, who misses the easy layup, but Vykavol fouls them. And Galeli's heading to the line. Fans do not like this one bit.
Well, absolutely. I think, well, first off, this has been a close match so far, and already the fans don't like that. Slateport was coming in as a heavy favorite on the betting sites. And right now, Viridian has a chance to actually extend the lead a little bit.
First shot by Glalie is good. Viridian is up 14-12 with 4:11 remaining. This to make it a three-point game.
Yeah, I'm very surprised, actually, looking over what we expected, you know, talking with the coaches and the team and everything like that. The fact that Slateport has struggled this much in the first quarter, I think Viridian has done a good job of keeping their defenses on pat.
Missed free throw on the second one there. Lately already 4 points, though, on 1-for-6 shooting.
Yeah, and also 3 rebounds has been a big effort grabbing boards as well.
Four pass by Vykavolt, hits the leg of the defender. Able to grab it back. Typhlosion for three. Off the mark. Great Dilly grabs that rebound, drives up court. Passes over to Kafagrigas. Over to Knockdown. Knockdown loses the ball. Galarian Wheezing grabs it, sips Strika. Runs up inside, Typhlosion, layup is good. A streaking Typhlosion is the strategy here.
That's how Typhlosion has gotten a lot of points, despite being a point guard, one of the fastest players in the league, and has been able to just drive on those fast break points, being underneath the basket whenever Slateport needs, you know, that easy person to get underneath.
That's an out of bounds call there. Cruiser's ball now. Will be looking into that exactly. You know, not a great play there to go out of bounds right underneath the basket.
Yeah, normally you go under, if you go under the basket and go out of bounds, it's generally because you're pressured by some kind. You accidentally put a foot across. There was really no pressure.
Galarian wheezing now with the ball. High game right now. It's 14-all. Pass over to Tyrantrum. Over to Vykavol. The Zipstrika. Zipstrika double team nearly loses to Tyrantrum from three. Off the mark, Knockdowl with the board. And Knockdowl passes over to Great Dilly. Mid-range shot hits the front of the rim. That's no good. And Sleepport, Zipstrika cross court, three-point shot. Off the mark there. Galarian Mr. Mime grabs the rebound over to Great Dilly. Great Dilly for Viridian, just waiting for a moment. The strike. gets a screen, drives inside. Layup is up. Layup is off the mark. No good. That was an easy shot there.
Y'all ready? Viridian 12 rebounds, Sleepport 10. A lot of missed shots there. Not many offensive rebounds after that block.
What a block there. I believe that was Galalia's. Pavilion takes a mid-range shot. It's good at the first point scored in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that was a good play right there. Just does a great job of being able to find the open player, get that easy shot. Even if it is a mid-range shot, at this point, scores are scores.
Slateboard has decided to use a timeout. We'll be right back. 60 seconds, the rest of the game. And we are back. Sleepboard going to inbound the ball here. Typhlosion has been the highlight for Sleepboard in this currently losing effort.
It's only a two-point game, so you don't want to consider this as a big problem. But right now, Viridian has been putting up better effort than Sleepboard, which has resulted in their small lead.
I'm Bastic Galarian wheezing inside. Tyrantrum slam dunk. That's exactly what Sleepboard needed there.
Great play there. That was just the two players in complete sync. Tyrantrum passes it in and just runs straight to the basket, gets the assist, an easy dunk.
Block shot there. Typhlosion grabbing that block shot. And now Sleepboard can take a lead potentially over. Fading shot by Zipstrikas off the mark, knocked out with the rebound. Driving up court, not the logo, just looking for it. Screen, layup shot there, off the mark, missed another easy layup.
That's twice now I think Viridian has had a player miss an easy layup, especially a wide open one. They have got to convert on those opportunities.
Larian Wheezing tries a long two, and it's good. And Sleepboard has taken the lead right back.
Cruiser shooting 43% as a team, Gambler shooting 33%. You can tell that while the Sleepboard, they may be in the lead.
Viridian gets an easy shot there. That's Galarian, Mr. Mime on that floater.
Right now it's a tie game, but Sleepboard has been more efficient. This is boding well for their players in the future of this game. You know, as the quarters go along, the more efficient players are better off in the long run.
Typhlosion misses a three. Billion with the ball now. Spin move. Blocked on the play by Galarian Wheezing, who grabs that block pass over to Zipstrika with 20 seconds left. They're going to hurry up there. They are. Zipstrika, layup is good. And it's 20-18 now. Viridian going to grab this with less than 14 seconds remaining. This is probably going to be the last possession. Inside to Glalie. Guarded in the post. Hook shot, no good. Tyrantrum grabs the board. And that'll end the first quarter of this matchup. Sleepboard up 20-18. We'll be right back with the second quarter right after this. Hello everyone, welcome back to the start of the second quarter here, the fifth game of the ARBA season between the Viridian Gamblers and the Sleepboard Cruisers. Currently a close affair, 20-18, Sleepboard on top. Alfred, what has led to this close game so far?
Well, you've got to think it's Viridian's effort. They have done a great job of playing hard defense. Now, here's the thing that worries me about Viridian. Despite all this great effort, A, Slateport has the lead, and B, Slateport has been more efficient in their shot selection, in their conversions. That could be a problem later on, because the more efficient team generally wins.
Tyrantrum called for the shooting foul there, and they're going to... Scyther. Tyrantrum calling for the foul on Scyther. There you go. And Scyther's going to head to the line for two.
A lot of underground hype about Scyther, and I've sort of seen what it is when looking over them in practice. We've seen a lot of plays run through Scyther. Now, that hasn't been the case in this game in particular. I wonder if they're going to try to change the strategy up and get Scyther more involved.
First free throw attempt is good. The second free throw attempt to tie the game up at 20 all. Again, a very low scoring affair, it sounds like it's going to be.
Yeah, well, we've seen teams pick it up in the second and third quarter in particular, so I fully expect this not to stay what is eventually going to turn into, at this rate, an 80-80 game. I think it'll get a little bit better than that, but we'll see.
Over to Galarian Weezing, hand off to Typhlosion. Typhlosion gets a screen, drives inside, spin move. Fading shot off the backboard is no good. And Pavilion now driving up court, long two. He's off the mark there. Galarian Weezing grabs that rebound. Eichbold now looks like a Slateport player is about to check in. Next dead ball, Galarian Weezing. It's the switch they wanted inside Tyrantrum. The layup and the foul. Knockdown call for the foul there.
Yeah, the big thing you want to watch for, Slateport, 18 points in the paint, shooting 44%. That's 18 of their 22 points. The rest, I think, has been on free throws. I don't think they've made a three-point shot yet in this game. At the very least, they have been heavily focused inside the paint. Viridian has been a little bit more mid-rangey. Again, neither team's really shot threes.
What's up? Slateport made some substitutions there and now is about to do a extra shot for the three-point play here. Tyrantrum is good. That is a 23-20 lead with 11:06 in the second quarter. Scyther brings it up the court. Passes over to Pavilion. Hands off to Scyther. Scyther hands off to Knockdown. Knockdown. The lob to Scyther is good. A lob layup, I suppose.
Yeah, not really a dunk there. That pass was a bit short, so Scyther kind of just takes it and then almost hook shots it in. That's technically a lob, right? I think a lob, as long as the ball goes up and the player goes up, I think that's probably a lob.
Technical details about lobs and all that. I'm not an aficionado of the definitions. Striker with the ball now. Hand off to Tyrantrum. Inside. Mid-range shot is no good. Paint shot, I suppose. Knocked out with the ball now. Inside, stolen by Dragapult. Out there looking like a safety, just intercepting that pass. See Tyrantrum posting up. They're double team. Tyrantrum. Easy layup there. Tyrantrum with a dominant effort.
Yeah, Tyrantrum. Double teamed on that play, but the advantage in height just overmatches any sort of advantage the double team would have had.
Pavilion has the ball for Viridian. Steps up, mid-range, off the mark. Dragapult with that board, bringing it up the court. Pass over to the far side, Zipstrika. Off the mark again. Cradilli grabs that one. Passes over to Pavilion, takes a shot. Misses it. Crowd getting into these misses now. Dragapult steps back. Long two. No good. And we're seeing just a bunch of bricks back and forth.
Yeah, I'm here to find out who's going to actually make that first shot because we've seen four or five missed shots in a row.
Billion hits the front of the rim. Galarian Mr. Mime with the offensive board but misses it. Now Slateport maybe has another shot. Dragapult for three. No good there. Dragapult might be just forcing up shots.
I'm not really liking the play selection here. They can take some time and develop a play as opposed to trying to get these fast break threes, especially considering the defense is able to catch up.
Scyther hook shot, no good. Tyrantrum passes over to Dragapult, who has decided to become a point center effectively. 3-point shot. Off the mark again. And knockdown. The ball now. Or Viridian hands off to Pavilion. And you get to Scyther. Scyther hands it to knockdown for three at the top of the key is off the mark. Scyther grabs the offensive board to Pavilion. And they're just going to reset. Scyther fading shot off the backboard. Tell by the audience. That was a misplay. Zipstrika has the ball now inside. Layup opportunity. Off the mark, but fouled by Pavilion. That's going to be two free throw shots here.
Yeah, we're finally going to see some points on the board here. Maybe. By Zipstrika, assuming they make at least one free throw. We have seen very little of any action over the past 3 minutes beyond. Player misses shot. See if that changes here.
And the first points on the board in a minute. Off that first made free throw. Both teams with substitutions. Second shot here by Zipstrika is no good. Even that opportunity to score some points only leaves us with one extra point. Go-Goat. Ball drives inside Go-Goat. Fading shot, no good. Magmortar really stumbles there after trying to grab that rebound. 3-point shot. Off the mark. Leadport has attempted to try to get those threes going, and it just has not worked at all. Ball stripped, Mudsdale with that strip over to Zipstrika. Zipstrika, Dragapult, layup is good. First made field goal in what might be 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 minutes of just missed shots until Dragapult, on that fast break, able to run in, get the layup.
Apagrigas to Scyther. Scyther, double team. Inside, Seismitoad wide open for that layup. It's good.
Yeah, right now, Cruz is shooting 13 for 33. That's 39%. Gamblers, 9 for 32. That's 28%. Neither team particularly effective, especially after missed shot after missed shot.
Dragapult over to Samurott. Magmortar. Magmortar inside. Layup is good.
Yeah, what a play there by Magmortar. Magmortar almost shot that ball. Looking away from the basket, getting that layup. Hey, whatever works. Right now, Slateport, 11 assists as a team already. They're making shots. They're making them with the assists.
Inside the site, they're guarded heavily. Passes out the knockdown to Kapagrigas to Go-Goat, Seismitoad. Entire team touched that ball in about a 2 second span. Kapagrigas, step back, three. In and out, no good, and that's going to be a loose ball foul by Scyther. Just confirming that Sleepport's going to keep this ball. Looks like during this break, Viridian is going to exchange some players. And Mudsdale brings it up the court. Mudsdale gets the screen. Cross court, posting up. They've got the mismatch. It's the height mismatch. Spinning fadeaway shot is good.
Tough shot there. But if it works, it is a deal breaker. It is a shot that breaks the will of the opposing team.
Crowd very much getting into it now. The match slowly but steadily getting away from Viridian. 32-24 right now. 5:40 remaining. Glalie posting up inside. Tough layup off the mark. Scyther, offensive rebound. Misses that one. Dragapult with the board. Loses it. Scyther gets the layup. And the Cruisers call a timeout.
Yeah, Scyther, great job not giving up on the play. There's 6 points, 2 for 6 shooting, 5 rebounds, and an assist, I believe. But really, it has been their effort just not giving up on the play that has kept the Viridian Gamblers somewhat in this. Now, right now, Slateport was getting to a bigger lead. Slateport was up 32-26 now, but was up by nearly double digits at one point. It'll be interesting to see what exactly the game plan is for Slateport. Now that they seem to have found a working strategy offensively, they gotta find a way to just lock things down defensively. They've been doing that so far, but they gotta find a strategy that just builds a wall to prevent Viridian from scoring.
Crowd very much into it. Again, a sold out crowd here for this matchup that everyone expected Slateport to win handily. I think they expected the double digit win or something. Right now, not quite there yet, but still definitely has that opportunity to really change the game. If they can find a way to just break open the scoring, that they can definitely do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they've got the chance. They're gonna find the plays that work.
Passing it to Dragovolt is a good start. Dragovolt. Clock just ticking down. Pass back to Typlosion for three. No good.
Not sure what type of play that was. Maybe the play just broke down. They couldn't make a new one based off of positioning, but had a great idea there.
Pheasant drives inside. Layup. Blocked by Dragovolt. What a block by Dragovolt. And he's clapping for that. He's saying all ball.
Oh yeah, that was a great play as he's gonna head to the bench now. Great play by Dragapult. Just again, he's right. That was all ball.
Laylee over to Kofagrigas to Seismitoad. Pass over to Pheasant, to a wide open mid-range shot is off the mark. And Magmortar passes the Typhlosion. Cross court to Magmortar, drives inside, the layup off the backboard, no good. Viridian driving down court, Scyther by themselves, decides to bully their way inside. And decides against it, passing over to Pheasant. Gets a screen, maybe? That's out of bounds, it's Cruiser's ball.
I'm not sure I like that call. I'm not sure if the player was actually out of bounds when they caught that pass, but they decide not to challenge.
Screen going inside. Passes back to Typhlosion with the layup. And sure enough, Sleepport slowly building this lead. It's a 34-26 game right now with 4 minutes on the clock. Remaining in this second quarter, and Pheasant with the ball now gets the double screen, goes the opposite way, drives inside, the layup is good.
Yeah, right now the Cruisers, we talked about this previously, can the Cruisers beat the Gamblers bench? Right now the Cruisers bench beating them by 8.
Scyther called for a reach-in foul there. That's Scyther's second foul. As Sleepwood is going to pass this ball in. Over to Typhlosion. Samurant, Galarian Weezing, who's got a bit of room if he tries a three. Loses the ball inside. Samurant, layup, beats the buzzer, it's good.
A great job there. Just do not give up on the play. Don't force a bad shot. Look for the player underneath the basket, which seems to be the strategy.
Pheasant takes a shot from the free throw line. It's good. A jumper from the free throw line.
John Pheasant, 8 points tonight. All of them in the paint. Now, some of them have been directly under the basket. Some of them, like that one, just right in front of the free throw line. But all of them inside that paint.
Spin move, tough shot is good. A great play there. And Sleepport builds his lead back up 38-30. Pheasant with the ball now for Viridian decides to call a timeout. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with our last 2:42 left in the second quarter. Sleepport up 38-30. And we are back. 2:42 left for Slateport to try to get back in this game and build it up, make sure that they can stay within striking distance. Can they do it, though, is the question.
That's a big question right now, just trying to figure out, because they take a three-point shot off the mark. Forcing up bad shots like that is not the way to do it.
Samurott inside, Mudsdale dunks it in. A great play. And now Slateport finally, for the first time in this game, I believe, has a double-digit lead. They are up 40-30 over Viridian. Mafagrigas. Throw in Pheasant. Pheasant, no action. 3 seconds left on the clock. Spin move. Forces up a shot. That's no good. Mudsdale grabs the rebound. Over to Typhlosion. Typhlosion up to Samurott. Samurott passes over to Magmortar. Back out to Typhlosion. They decide to reset after not getting much on the fast break. A jumper. No good. Mudsdale offensive rebound. No layup, but Scyther called for their third foul. The shooting foul there as Mudsdale is going to head down the line.
Yeah, great job here. Just immediately, as soon as they grab that rebound, jump up, force Scyther to make a choice of whether or not to contest it. Scyther does, hits the arm, bang, it's a foul.
1:45 left. Is this enough time for Slateport to try to put this game away for good?
Potentially. I mean, we've seen smaller comebacks in the league. I mean, just yesterday, the previous matchup, we saw a comeback occur. So it's not unheard of to see a comeback, as it looks like Viridian's going to switch in a few players. It's not unheard of to see a comeback of this size, especially in this league where anything can happen. Magmortar looks like they're heading off for Vikavolt. So it's not unprecedented, but we gotta see first off.
Mudsdale makes a second free throw.
Yeah, so it's definitely not unlikely. However, Slateport's firepower and their ability to be good on offense and defense makes it so that this is gonna be a hard battle for Viridian.
Pheasant is waltzing around the three-point line. A heavily congested area, full of traffic, over to Cradilli, fakes a shot, glaring Mr. Mime, tries a three. No good, Samurott with the rebound. Samurott gets a screen, goes inside. Glaring Weezing, layup and one. Unfezzing calling for that foul. Here we go.
Viridian right now, 20 points, 28% in the field goal range. Slateport, 34 points, I believe. On much better efficiency.
It's like we've got a substitution here. Tyrantrum coming in for Slateport on this extra point play. And Galarian Weezing makes the shot. It's now all of a sudden a 15 point game. Slateport up 45-30.
Yeah, slowly but surely, we're seeing Viridian and Slateport just prove that they're on different tiers right now, at least early on. Slateport up 15 points in the first half.
Scyther tries three, that's no good. Vikavolt with the rebound.
Yeah, if more points are scored here, that's going to be tragic for Viridian. Scyther 6 points on 2 of 8 shooting. Been impactful on the rebounding side, but points are what matters at the end of the game.
Laren Weezing drives inside. Layup shot, no good. Scyther with the board. There's a difference between the shot clock and the game clock. On Pheasant. Just inside the 3-point arc over to Cradilli to Galarian, Mr. Mai. On Pheasant for three. Off the mark. Vikavolt with the rebound over to Typhlosion. Typhlosion. About 5 seconds left over to Galarian Weezing. Tries a three. Misses it, but that is halftime. Slateport up 45-30 here at halftime. And we'll be right back with the second half of this matchup here. You do not want to miss it. Welcome back, everyone, to the start of the third quarter here in Slateport as they're up 45-30 over the visiting Viridian Gamblers. Alfred, what's the expectation? What'd you learn in halftime?
Well, I've been discussing with both of the coaches. Slateport very excited about how things are going right now. They feel like they picked things up when going into that halftime. Basically, they picked things up, started building up the team that they wanted to build and the plays that they wanted to play.
Shot there, and it looks like it's a jump ball between Lely and another player, unsure who it was at the time, as you were saying.
Yeah, no, Slateport, they feel like they're on the right path, especially going into halftime. For Viridian, though, not quite what they wanted. They thought the first quarter was their best quarter easily, and they needed to play a little better. Coming into this third quarter, they got to get off to a fast start, is what the coach said.
Long three off the mark. Samron inside, Magmortar dunks it in. Brown on their feet now.
Magmortar 4 points on 2 of 5 shooting, hasn't done a lot on the offensive side. Defensively, though, has been all over the court.
Pheasant. Hero steps with no good shot. Munsell grabs that board.
Pheasant has 8 points, which is nice, but on 4 of 12 shooting, not very efficient at all.
Samron passes over to Munsell, who tries a three. No good. Glaley with the rebound. One Pheasant. Pheasant drives inside. Glaley with the shot and the foul. Diplosion's first foul. Lely right now, 6 points on 2 of 9 shooting, but it's an opportunity to add to that with this extra point play.
One shot.
And the extra point by Glaley is on the mark. Slateport up 47-33 with 10:35 in the third quarter. Mudsdale, over to Magmortar. Pass to Dragapult for three. No good. Scyther grabs that rebound. Passes over to Pheasant. Seismitoad, pull up. Shot, no good. Glaley, Seismitoad again for three. Misses that one. Glaley, another offensive rebound, loses the ball to Scyther, who grabs it and puts it in. That was an offensive rebound fest out of nowhere.
Yeah, there was multiple opportunities there for Viridian. That's how they got to win it. They got to win through those multiple efforts.
Scyther called up their fourth foul. That's their fourth foul of the game this early in the third quarter.
Not a good sign. If Scyther fouls out, that is going to be detrimental to the interior defense of Viridian. Scyther has been playing very aggressively today, and I think that's worked in some ways, but at this point in the game, you know, it's a double-digit lead that Sleepwood has.
Let's see, misses the first free throw shot.
Yeah, even with that missed shot, still, it's 47-35, 12-point game right now. You do not want to give other players the opportunity to shoot free throws and add to the total.
Hudsdale makes the second one. Scyther still on the court, despite having four fouls. Pass over to Gogoat. Gogoat to Glalie. Guarded by Dragapult. Inside to Unpheasant. Tries a layup, it's no good. Typhlosion. Inside, Dragapult out. Egg Mortar, no good. Dragapult, the offensive rebound, the layup is in.
Yeah, see, Viridian's strategy should be what Sleepwood is doing right now. Just get those second chance opportunities when you miss the shots.
Laylee's hook shot is no good. Mudsdale, defensive rebound there. And Sleepwood has another opportunity to add to their already substantial lead, a 15-point lead here.
Dragon Ball's hook shot
is no good. Laylee called for the foul there, though, and Dragon Ball's going to head to the line.
As I was mentioning, right there, as Dragon Ball was doing it, Dragon Ball's hook shot has been successful throughout the game at putting the ball into the basket and putting it away from the defender. If it's away from the defender still tries to contest, it's more likely that it'll be called for a foul. Dragon Ball just using that to their advantage, their height and arm length, to be able to extend that ball away from the defense and make it so that either this shot is going to be made or it's going to miss and you're going to hit me in the process.
Well, substitutions for Viridian and Sleepwood. Looks like Zebstrika is coming in for Sleepwood in lieu of Samurott. Rackvold's second free throw shot here is good. Sleepwood now up 52-35 with 9 minutes and counting remaining in the third quarter. Inside to Seismitoad. Up to Gogoat for three. Hits the front of the rim. Egg Mortar. Up to Typhlosion, streaking down the court. Misses the layup. Gogoat calling for the foul. And again, looks like Slateport is now going to have another free throw opportunity.
This is the exact strategy for Viridian does not want to happen. You do not want to give players that are already pretty solid free throw shooters, you don't want to give them extra chances to add to their point total. That's exactly what's happening here. Slateport is using the strategy Viridian should be using. Viridian has to be aggressive. Go inside, force the refs to call fouls, and then make your free throw shots.
First free throw shot there missed, actually. Keeping this game only, and I say only hesitantly or sarcastically somewhat, a 52-35 lead here, Sleepwood on top. They're missing the first one, Typhlosion's second free throw shot is good. And here we are, trying to figure out where to go from here.
Yeah, Viridian has the comeback on their mind. They gotta start it now.
Laylee posting up on Dragapult. Hook shot, good. Great play there.
That's exactly what they want. They want to do something like that. Make sure that they can get those easy inside buckets. Be aggressive. Maybe you can force the defense to foul. Adding to your point total, adding to your possessions, adding to your opportunities.
Dragapult spin move. Layup is in. Just right over Glalie in retribution.
And can we talk about Dragapult all of a sudden? 17 minutes of gameplay, 12 points already, 56% shooting. Has been fantastic for Slateport.
Asmodeus with the fading, with the fadeaway shot, no good. I kind of want to know how many rebounds Mike Mortar has. Pass inside, his Substrika layup is good. And don't look now, Slateport up by 20. 20 point lead for Slateport already. Over to Seismitoad, back to Pavilion, top of the 3-point line. It's a knockdown. Knockdown, drives inside. Off shot blocked by Mudsdale. Pass over to Mac Mortar. Mortar to Dragapult, layup is good.
33 rebounds for Viridian, 37 for Slateport, but that does not seem to be making a difference here. Even the offensive rebound numbers aren't exactly heavily skewed in Slateport's favor. Right now, Slateport is making their shots, Viridian missing their shots, and that, surprisingly enough, is all that you need.
Four shot there, Dragapult with the rebound, drives up court. Outside, Substrika puts it in. 4-3. Slateport running away with this game all of a sudden.
Yeah, it looks like Slateport finally just found the key to unlock their offense, and whatever it was, it seems to be working fantastically. They have not missed a shot multiple possessions.
Lately over to Gogoat, off the mark. Mudsdale with the rebound. Multiple players on fire for Slateport. Over to Typhlosion. Mudsdale to Magmortar. Far side of the court. To Substrika in the mid-range zone. Back out to Mudsdale. Mudsdale pulls up, no good on that shot. Glalie grabs the rebound.
Yeah, first missed shot in a while, but watch their possessions compared to Viridian.
Billion with the ball now. Screen. Pull-up shot. Off the mark. Now let's see exactly what you're talking about, Dragapult. With the ball at the top of the 3-point line. Over to Substrika. Substrika inside to Typhlosion. Typhlosion. This isn't a great matchup here. Typhlosion. Fading shot hits the backboard. Grabs the rebound and in. That looked like almost it was going to be some sort of dunk contest shot.
Got to hit the side of the backboard and somehow Glalie just missed that. And just grab your own rebound and make the shot if no one's defending you.
Gamblers call a timeout here. They have a lot to discuss. Out of nowhere, Slateport just starts pouring on the points. Now they're up 64-37. This is approaching a 30-point game right now, which might be one of the largest leads in the ARBA.
Yeah, if nothing changes here for Viridia, this is going to turn into the biggest blowout the ARBA has. It's very, very young existence so far. Five games in, I don't think anyone was expecting a game to end up in what could potentially at this rate turn into a 40 or 50 point loss for Viridian. They gotta find a way to ease the pain. Now also, the bright side for Viridian at least is that we do not know what exactly is the range of a comeback. When is a comeback potential possible, right? Coming back from 10 points with 5 seconds remaining isn't really likely, but coming back from 10 points with 15 minutes remaining is much more likely. In this situation, they got 17 minutes right now, and they've got to come back from about 27 points, if I'm not mistaken. So they got to find a way to get their shots going in, because that's basically been the biggest difference between Viridian and Slateport.
Side pass to knockdown. Fading shot is off the mark. Larian Weezing on that defense grabs the rebound. Over to Substrika. Pull up mid-range. No good. Larian Mr. Mime with the rebound.
And it's not like Slateport isn't missing shots. They are. It's just they're taking advantage of the plays when the plays are available to them. Viridian has not. We saw multiple times early on missing easy layups. And now that they need those easy points, they don't have them.
Dowell tries a shot off the mark, Galarian Weezing. Another great defensive effort. Passes over to Archeops. A 3-point shot is no good. Tyrantrum with the offensive board, though, puts it up and in.
Bruisers right now, first quarter shot 43%, second quarter 45%, third quarter 53%. They are getting better percentage-wise with the efficiency of their shots right now, shooting over 50% as a team in the third quarter.
Pull-up shot is good. They're the first good shot in a while for Viridian, who has not been very efficient at all in this game. Tyrantrum. Over to Vikavolt now, Sleepboard. Trying to answer back. Cross-courts to Zipstrika for three. Bang! Zipstrika puts in a three, and now Sleepboard is up 30 points. 69-39, with just about 4 minutes remaining. Nafagrikas drives inside, has an opportunity here, dunks it in! An authoritative dunk. Nafagrikas. Time ticking away. Isolation ball here as they take the layup shot. It's no good. Archeops tries again. Double team. Puts the layup up. Calling for the foul. It's knocked down. Second foul. The fourth team foul, by the way. That means Archeops is going to head to the line. Knockdown called on the foul there. First shot is good. Knockdown coming in for Viridian, who at this point needs to find something to just go off of at this point. They gotta find some way of being able to get some points going, right, Alfred?
Yeah, absolutely. They gotta find a way to just stop something at this point. Pick a side and stick to it.
Archeops misses the second free throw. Trey Dilly brings it up court. Dives inside. That is a tip pass. And that one is blocked again. That's Galarian Weezing, I believe, who blocked both of those. Nidoqueen driving up court now. Inside, Tyrantrum. Double team. And gets the layup. Tyrantrum has done it again.
That's the second time I remember in this game Tyrantrum beating the double team for an easy layup. Just shoots right over them.
Trey Dilly over to Kofagrigas. Hands it off to Scyther. Scyther gonna drive inside. Fakes the spin. Takes the shot. No good. Galarian Weezing has been phenomenal defensively, passing it up to Archeops. Takes a three. No good on that attempt. Kofagrigas. Gonna bring back, I believe that was Nidoqueen with a 3-point attempt. Galarian Mr. Mime now. Double team. Kofagrigas layup shot is good.
There you go, just some momentum, something to get Viridian going. Crowd at this point. Yeah, not even needing to chance offense or defense.
Tyrantrum along two is off the mark. Kofagrigas with that board. Over to the backup for three, no good. Scyther rebounds, takes a shot, it's in. Archeops, the point. The point guard, the point of the eyes of the team. Scanning the field, letting the play develop. Over to a wide open Vikavolt. Bang! We're back to a 30-point lead. Sleepboard up 75-45. Great Dilly off of Grigas. The sight there at the logo. Drives inside. Tough shot off the mark. Archeops with the rebound and drives up court themselves. Stops at the 3-point arc. Gets a screen. Rising to the basket. Layup. No good. Off of Grigas. Good defense on Archeops. To be able to grab. To force the tough shot there. Grab that rebound. Hand off to Scyther. Scyther, tough shot. No good, off the mark. Glaring wheezing. Passes over to Vikavolt. Vikavolt inside. Archeops, layup. No good, glaring Mr. Mime now. We're looking at 30 seconds left in the game. In the game's third quarter. Step back. Now at the logo. Off of Grigas. Hand off to Galarian Mr. Mime. Screen. Drives inside. Off shot. No good. Galarian Weezing rebounds it. Over to Vikavolt with 8 seconds left. Archeops. Pull up mid-range. No good. Galarian Mr. Mime. Cradilli drives a three-point shot. And it's off the mark. That is the end of the third quarter. Slateboard up 75-45. This game is turning into a blowout now. The question is, how big of a blowout will it be? Find out as we head to the fourth quarter.
Next play and get the defensive boards. All right, stops and defensive boards.
That was the Viridian Gamblers head coach discussing the game plan here. Stop those defensive boards. That has to be the strategy at this point, right, Alfred?
Yeah, absolutely. At this point, that's the only way they can get back into this game. If they can get those possessions, if they can steal possessions via offensive rebound, that's the best way they're going to have any shot of coming back from this.
3-point shot off the mark there. Glaring wheezing. Puts it in. We're looking at an over 30-point lead right now. 77-45. Slateboard on top. And off to Scyther. Scyther drives inside. No good. Galarian wheezing. Off defense there. We've got backups and backups to the backups there. Nidoqueen misses the shot. Galarian, Mr. Mime. Driving up court. Inside to Scyther. Runs straight out to the three-point arc, tries a three off the mark by Rantrum with the rebound. Pull-up shot, no good. Scyther with the rebound there.
At this point, we're seeing players that are deep into the depth chart.
Step-back shot, no good. Scyther gets the offensive rebound and puts it in.
But right now, it's a 30-point game with about 10 and a half minutes remaining. Slateboard up 77-47. Can they come back?
Galarian Wheezing misses that shot. That ball almost got stuck behind the backboard. Galarian Mr. Mime over to Scyther, mid-range. No good. Galarian Wheezing rebounds it. Crowd now just interested to see how big of a blowout this can actually become. It's almost all but determined that Slateboard's going to win this one.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's going to be tough. It's possible, of course, but very tough.
Larian Wheezing, pull up from the edge of the box, in and out. Tyrantrum offensive rebound, layup is in.
Tyrantrum today, 13 points, 10 of them in the paint. A lot of just second chance opportunities via offensive rebounds or just hard defense. It's, you know, whatever's worked, right?
Scyther with the ball now. Sizing up the defense. Now to a backup. Misses the shot, Glaring Wheezing. 9 minutes and 30 seconds now. Are they going to milk the clock is the question.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, if you're Slateboard, I'm milking this clock.
His shot there, Glaring Mr. Mime with the rebound.
At this point, I'm milking the clock. If I'm Viridian, I'm chucking up threes, because at this point, that's about the only way you can potentially come back.
Smeargle on the court right now. Deep in the depth chart they go. Scyther. Pull up mid-range off the mark. Tyrantrum rebounds it. It's a handful of players that are just waiting for a stoppage of time. There's no point calling a timeout if you're winning and, you know, nothing's going wrong, right?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, if the players on the court can stay on the court, keep them on the court. You know, there's no point stalling, wasting time for everyone.
Galarian wheezing from three, no good. Scyther rebounds it. Passes over to Smeargle. Near goal over to Galarian, Mr. Mime. Now at the near side, 3-point line. Over to Scyther. Scyther hands it off to Smeargle. Galarian, Mr. Mime, behind the arc now. 2 seconds left. Over to Scyther. Forces up a 3-point shot. Off the mark. It looks like it's going to be a jump ball. Ball between two backups here. 8:14 left on the clock. Slateboard up 79-47. Viridian wins the jump ball over to Scyther to Smeargle. To a backup. Over to Galarian, Mr. Mime. Scyther steps behind the line for three, off the mark. Galarian wheezing, rebounds it.
Yeah, at this point, I'm curious to see. Yeah, I'm almost scouting at this point, just watching how other players move. That's a foul there.
Yeah, the first foul of the game for that particular player. Looks like we're going to see some substitutions here on Viridian's side. Shifting of the line. Seems the same can be said for Slateboard. Funnily enough, Dragapult is coming back in.
Ooh, I don't know if I would put Dragapult back in. Injury concerns.
Mudsdale, long two, is off the mark.
The injury concerns that Dragapult has, I would not take any risks here. You're up by, what are they up by, 32 points?
Loose ball, Glalie picks it up. Hands off to Smeargle. Viridian looking for something here. Inside to Glalie, who's been posting up, playing defense on Dragapult. Pass to Pavilion for three, off the mark. Dragapult rebounds it. Over to Mudsdale. Waiting at the three-point arc. Gets a pseudo screen, an actual screen by Dragapult. Misses the three, though. Glalie grabs that rebound.
Yeah, Mudsdale started off great. 8 points, shooting 75% the first half. Second half, not so much. But they've done their job, especially in that first half. And the game was close in particular.
A shooting foul, giving Viridian the opportunity to potentially shoot some free throws here. However, it is a backup player.
Yeah, the backups in this league, to be nice, aren't exactly the greatest players.
Shooting two.
But, you know, if they could score a point and cut down on this lead that's currently, again, a 32-point lead with 6:52 remaining.
Misses the first free throw shot. Looks like we're seeing some movement here. Seismitoad coming in for one of the backup players on Viridian side. Second shot here for the Viridian backup player. Shoots off the mark. Dragapult grabs that rebound. Passes up. Inside the Dragapult, double covered. Shoots a shot anyway, and makes it anyway. Also, I noted this down previously, Viridian's last point was scored at the 10:45 mark. It is now 6:30 and counting. That is over 4 minutes of gameplay that Viridian has not scored a point. Seismitoad to Smeargle.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. At all, not just for this game, of course, but for the entire team. If your depth does not score, Smeargle misses a shot there. If your depth can't score on backups, that's some adjustment that needs to be made.
Looks like some of the backup players are shifting off. Archeops coming on the court now.
I'm actually curious to see. I don't know how often it's going to be used. But the Archeops Dragapult connection, that's what they drafted in the first place.
Speaking of Dragapult, grabs the offensive rebound on the missed shot, puts it in.
I want to see that connection and see how that goes together, because they drafted those two with a big small combo in mind. I want to know if it's any good either offensively or defensively.
Inside to Glalie, tries the layup, misses the layup. Dragapult with the rebound, hands it off to Mudsdale. Waltz up the court.
Yeah, they could take their time. They don't gotta worry about, you know, a comeback or anything like that. It is way too far for a comeback to occur.
Dragapult over to Archeops for three. Misses the shot there. Dragapult nearly got the offensive rebound, but no good. Gamblers have not scored in the last 5 minutes and 40 seconds and counting. Step back. Dragapult with the block. Mudsdale grabs it. Substrika. Spin move inside. Layup is good. Sleepboard right here just scoring at will on Viridian's defense.
Now, I can't tell if it's fatigue or if Viridian has just given up, but frankly, this is, I hate to say it, this has been a very disappointing effort by Viridian.
Step back, mid-range, no good. Substrika with the rebound. Is just running past everybody across the court for three. Misses it. Laylee grabs the rebound over to Smeargle. Inside. Misses the shot there, but again, it is a backup player that is found on this driving shot. So we're about to see them try a couple of free throw attempts here, potentially to just score some points, make this game slightly more bearable in terms of the scoring points.
Shooting two.
Now right now, 85-47 is the score. Sleepport up with 4:14 remaining. Two free throw shots here for the backup player, and
that first one is a miss. Pavilion heads off the court. Coffee Creek is coming in to replace them on the Viridian side. Sleepport. Archeops shifting over to the point guard position. Nidoqueen coming in to replace the backup.
We got a full team on Slateport side. They're trying to build some connections here.
Missed shot there. Viridian 1-for-5 on free throws in the second half.
Yeah, it has not been great.
Decides to track the ball back out to Nidoqueen for three. Off the mark. Laylee grabs the board over to Kapagrigas. Loses the ball, Mudsdale grabs it. It's been 7 minutes since Viridian has scored across the court. Over to Substrika, back out to Dragapult. Double teamed inside, Substrika wide open. Easy shot there, it's a 40-point game. 87-47 with 3:30 remaining. Seismitoad with the ball now for Viridian. Back out, Smeargle for three. Misses. Nidoqueen drives up court for Sleepport, tries a three of their own. Off the mark there.
I actually thought that was going in. I thought that was going to be the kill shot, as if Viridian hasn't already been shot, but their chances have at the very least in this game. This must not have been their day. Because to lose this game by 40 points is wild to consider.
Forces up a three. I almost missed the front of the rim. Mudsdale grabs the rebound over to Archeops. At the logo, just gonna let the clock tick out. Inside to Mudsdale. Posting up. Double covered. Archeops for three. No good. Laylee with that rebound over to Kofagrigas. Now looking at a 40-point lead. It's 87-47 with 2:20 and counting. Archeops, pull-up shot. Off the backboard, no good. Dragapult with the rebound. Dragapult goes inside. Forces up a shot, puts it in, and one.
We got a substitution here. It looks like Kofagrigas is heading off the court now for Viridian, replaced with a backup at this point. On Viridian's side, they just don't want any injuries. Slateport, Mudsdale heading off. Tyrantrum coming in to replace them.
2:03 remaining. Slateport up 89-47. That is a 42-point game. And that free throw is good. It's now a 43-point game. Sleepboard up over Viridian. We're looking at sub 2 minutes remaining. What's your big question about the rest of the game, Alfred?
Well, I'm interested to see if Sleepboard can get to 100 based on how these stats have been going.
Viridian passing it around. Smeargle takes three. Over to Glalie. Forces up a tough shot over Dragapult and grabs that. Smacks that out of the air. That's a shot clock violation and cruises ball.
Seismitoad heading off the court for Viridian. Galarian, Mr. Mime coming in to replace them.
With 139 remaining, Archeops gets the pass in from Dracozolt. From Dragapult. And off to Zipstrika. Hands it off to Dragapult. Back to Zipstrika. 125 remaining. Gets a screen. A long two. No good. Tyrantrum with the offensive rebound. Put back up and in.
They may not get to 100, but they might honestly get to a potentially more cruel stat of quite literally doubling the other team's points.
That's a missed shot there. Dragapult with that great block over the Tyrantrum.
Gamblers have not scored in 9 minutes and 48 seconds.
Missed shot there by Slateport. 55 seconds and counting on the clock. Viridian. Try to see if they can work any play. Inside. Layup on the backup is off the mark. Grabs their own rebound. Another layup attempt. No good. Zipstrika with the board to Archeops. 33 seconds and counting remaining. To Tyrantrum crowd. They are eager to see, can they double the points? The Dragapult, a long two, sinks it in, and Sleepwood has doubled Viridian's score. 17 seconds left on the clock. Viridian, I highly doubt, is going to do anything with this. That will wrap up this game. Sleepwood wins this. 94-47, potentially. I hesitate to say that. I want to see the Smeargle miss three. At the miss three right there, Tyrantrum. Archeops, and that does it. Sleepboard with the crushing defeat over Viridian. 94-47, quite literally doubling the amount of points that Viridian scored. Alfred, was this what you expected?
Not at all. I think the first thing that you have to think of, Sleepboard is a team to keep in mind as a championship favorite.
For all of us here at the ARBA, thank you very much for watching this game. We'll see you next week with more of the ARBA. Until then, thanks for listening, and take care.